Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 32. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. In this episode, I'm interviewing Amy Jones from The Southern Girl Reads. She's a bookstagrammer and a book blogger that reads a variety of books. In this episode, we have a fun book chat about books to read, anticipated releases for 2018, and her all-time favorite books. Now let's get to the show. Hi, Amy. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
Good. So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Amy. I am the Southern Girl Reads on Bookstagram, and I also have a blog by the same name, The Southern Girl Reads. I'm a North Carolina girl born and raised, and obviously a huge, huge reader.
Mm-hmm. I know. I've been following you for some time and love your selections because they're inspiring me to take some action about, like, oh, I should read this book. So I love what you post on Instagram, and I love your blog and what your book reviews and whatnot.
Thank you.
So what inspired you to start this blog, actually?
Well, I stumbled upon Bookstagram not quite a year ago, and it really was just truly, I had zero idea what I was doing. So basically, I started the Bookstagram, and I got pretty in-depth with that. I fell in love with the community and the people and the connections that I've made there, and with the authors and the publishers and the whole process. And so I really just decided to expand a little bit. I mostly do just my reviews on my blog just for timing purposes. I also work a full-time job and I'm a mom. So it's just another outlet for me to have a chance to talk about books pretty much.
Yeah, I love it. I've been blogging on and off for about a year. Well, I had a blog that's not book related for about 7 years. And about a year ago, I started blogging about books, and then I somehow separated to my currently What to Read Next blog since December. But gotcha. I love the outlet of just sharing about books. I've been reading consistently for a couple of years, so it's kind of fun to be able to share, like, all the different books that I've been reading and just kind of, like, and getting in touch with other people in the community.
Exactly. It's about the connections. That's exactly where I am, too. Yeah.
That's awesome. So now let's talk about books. So what's your favorite genre?
Well, you know, I can't narrow that down to one. I am literally all over the place. I gravitate towards thrillers, but I'm Southern, so I have to have Southern fiction in there, too. Cozy mysteries are really big for me. I will pretty much read anything. I'm not a huge fan of nonfiction. That's probably the only thing that I just kind of go, it feels too much like school for me.
Yeah, I hear you. So, so what are your top three favorite books of all time?
Top three favorite books. Little Women. I was actually named after Amy March, so that's always been a favorite. Harry Potter, which I recognize is not one book, but let's be honest, you know, it's there. And then probably my third favorite is The Help, by Katherine Sykes. I loved The Help, and still do to this day. It's probably, you know, this whole conversation can change tomorrow, but I'm going to say those three.
I love it. And then talk about Harry Potter. What's your favorite Harry Potter book out of the seven of them?
Ooh, good question. I'm going to go with The Prisoner of Azkaban. I loved it when Harry found family, like real family, and That was probably my favorite one. Aside from Deathly Hallows, which I did adore. I don't know. I loved them all, but I'm gonna stick with number three and go with Prisoner of Azkaban.
Funny enough, I had a conversation today with my coworker, and she was talking about Harry Potter, and I asked her, what's her favorite book? Because I love asking that question, because everyone has a favorite book out of the series. And she said the same thing. She said book three because of the family, which I never thought of that way. It's like, I just assumed it was like Sirius Black. It's always been there. But it's like Riley's, no, he showed up for a few books. But spoiler alert, if you haven't read the series. But it's funny enough that it's the second person saying that today. It's just kind of interesting, serendipity happening.
Yeah, I don't know. It always resonated with me for some reason. It still is my favorite one. Now, it's not my favorite movie, but it's my favorite book.
Yeah. How about your movie? What's your favorite movie out of the seven?
Or I got to go with Deathly Hallows for the favorite movie. That was just the best one. I mean, honestly, the best one. So, yeah. That one's pretty easy. That's an easy answer right there.
That's awesome. Okay. So now, who are your go-to authors? Like, which authors are your Audibles that you automatically click and you're like, you're waiting for new releases happening? You're just like, it's already pre-order on Amazon.
Absolutely. Ruth Ware is automatically go-to. I adore her. Diane Chamberlain, I'm not sure if you know her. She's a North Carolina author. Absolutely love her too. She's an automatic buy for me. Kate Morton is phenomenal, and she's, you know, I love to read England for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I love to read it. So she, you know, she bases everything there, and it's wonderful. Louise Penny will always have my heart. Always. I love the her books, and then I've realized this year, I might pronounce her name wrong, but I think it's Chevy Stevens, or Chevy Stevens, I don't know. Anyway, I love her. She's a Canadian author, and I found her this year, and I really, really enjoy reading her books.
That's awesome. So many books, so many authors should look forward to. I read a couple of her books, and they're awesome. They're kind of like a fun mystery thriller to just dive into it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what's your favorite book that you've read so far in 2018?
Ooh, you know, I can't answer one question, which is one for anything.
That's okay. Just give us a few.
Yeah.
It's a book recommendation. Okay. Day.
All right. I'm going to narrow it down to three for you. The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne. If you haven't read it, probably pronouncing that name wrong too. But, phenomenal, absolutely amazing. It's a very daunting at huge, over 600 pages, I believe. But it's phenomenal. Whiskey and Ribbons by Lisa Crossmith. She's a Kentucky author, just another amazing book. And then I really, really, really enjoyed Love in Other Words by Christina Loren this year. So those are probably my top three so far.
How was that? How's that book, actually?
It was phenomenal. It was really, really well done. It was kind of a, you know, past and present book, which I always love that. It was a great romance without it being too steamy, which, again, I enjoy. And it was the whole, you know, young love kind of exploration. It was great. It was a great book. I really enjoyed it as a whole, whole thing.
That's really good to hear. I read pretty much all of their books, so I'm looking forward to that book. I've been holding on to it and just kind of like waiting to get in the mood to read it, so it's good to hear that's a good book to read.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
What's your most anticipated new release for 2018?
I'm going to go with Rush by Lisa Patten. It's a Southern book based on a sorority house in Georgia. So that's one. And then Lies is a thriller. It's by T.M. Logan that I'm really looking forward to. Kate Morton and Diane Chamberlain, both who are my go-to authors, both have books coming out. So The Clockmaker's Daughter is by Kate Morton and The Dream Daughter by Diane Chamberlain. I can't wait for those, all of those. I'm super excited.
I love it. What's your most disappointed read?
Yeah, this is unfortunate. Social Creature by Tara Isabella Burton was not, I was really, really looking forward to it. It did not at all deliver for me. Not to say it won't deliver for you, but it did not for me at all.
That's okay. Sometimes we got dumped. Yep. It's part of the process.
I know.
So what book should my listeners must pick up right now and they should add it into their TBR?
Hands down, Whiskey and Ribbons by Lisa Carl Smith. In my opinion, it's probably going to be my favorite book of 2018. It's absolutely amazing. It's so poignant and wonderful and delightful. And then if they can get a chance, follow Lisa Carl Smith. She is amazing as an author and just as a person. So highly recommend that book.
I love it. Thank you so much. So tell us where we can find you online.
You can find me on my Bookstagram page, which is The Southern Girl Reads, or on my blog, which is also The Southern Girl Reads at WordPress. And you can also find me on Goodreads. I'm Amy Jones, The Southern Girl Reads.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I had fun.
Thank you, Amy, for a great interview and lots of book recommendations. I hope you pick up some of these books, just as like I am going to be doing in the next few weeks. For show notes and other information about the books mentioned and authors mentioned, please visit What to Read Next blog. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences, and we can make sure we have more book recommendations coming up. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.